Good afternoon, folks.
And shall I say, Merry Christmas. What a glorious time of year, isn't it? And Caroline Allen is with us to bring her wonderful Christmas wishes to you also. Hi, Caroline.
Hi, Carolyn. How are you today?
I think I'm full of Christmas.
I am so joyful. I just have been in the most wonderful space.
Yes.
And I hope maybe today we can share our joy with our listeners.
I hope so, because there are, for some people, this is not a happy time in the sense that they might have had some family tragedies happen during this period of time, or perhaps have some things in their life going on right now that has disturbed them. And so what I would like to say, if there are anyone listening out there who is in that particular frame of mind, all I can say is sit back if you can. Let all of your cares just slip away and come with us down this pathway of joy, what I consider Christmas to mean, really, the birth of Christ. We do so many of these other things in preparing our households, preparing decorations, and sometimes we might not be preparing our hearts for that glorious event. And so, Caroline, I know in your respect, one of the wonderful things that's going on in your family is the sharing of this wondrous time with your grandchildren.
Oh, yeah, it is. And, you know, I would really like to request that nobody call in for the first 10 or 15 minutes, because I'd also like to really focus. I don't know whether any of our listeners remember reading James Twyman's Emissaries of Light, but one of the things that I learned from it is about focusing on one person to whom you send healing or joy or love, and then having that person transmit that feeling of joy and love and healing to someone else. And I would like to suggest that we might do that today.
What a lovely thought.
And, you know, the reason I really am thinking about it is because our mutual friend Charlene is very sick.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she has an ear infection, a sinus infection, infection in her throat, and bronchitis. And I would really love to be sending her some really wonderful healing and love from everyone who's listening. And what you have to do, and it's really very simple, is...
Just stop for one second,
okay,
if you will, Caroline. What I would like to remind our listening audience first before you do that is who Charlene is.
Okay.
Charlene is my co-host on Wednesday for the Cosmic Connection show. So I would just like to mention that, and also mention the fact that she donates her time, how shall I say, quite generously and lavishly, as do you, Caroline, in working with people who call in, and she puts all of her attention and love working with God and working on the healing. So I wanted to mention that first in case there were some people who didn't know who she was.
Good.
And how hard she works with helping to... assisting to healing for the listeners, and I think this is a beautiful thing. We can pay back some of the goodness that she has shared with us. So now, Carol,
yeah,
I'm going to turn it over to you,
sure,
Caroline, so you can tell us how to do this.
Okay. Basically, what you do is just visualize God's healing love coming down into you through your crown chakra, and then going out from your heart and sending it to me, Caroline Allen, and I am about 5 miles east of the Blue Ridge Mountains in Virginia. So I know that the energy from God will come to me, and as it comes, I sort of collect it, and then send it all bound up together or braided together, might be a good word for it, to Charlene. And you don't have to say anything in particular. You just use God's love. And the reason we do it that way is because we may each have different healing modalities that we practice. And so if you send all of that energy to one person, then it's all bound up together in God's love and sent to the person that you direct it to. And I was sitting here listening to my Christmas music for the last 30 minutes in preparation for the show, and God showed me again how the emissaries of light work, and I had forgotten about that sort of temporarily, and I thought, you know, we could really focus on our own joy today and on healing people maybe who have called in and would like to have healing, and the rest of us will focus on that one person and we'll all send that person healing and joy.
Well, and I love it. I think it is beautiful. Now, before we do that, I would like to take it a step further, if we might.
Sure.
Let us suppose that there is someone in our own individual circle. It could be a friend. It could be just an acquaintance. It could be somebody at work. And they're having a problem of some sort. It might not be a physical healing. It might be an emotional healing. Or it might be a combination of the two. So
right.
What would you suggest, Caroline, if... And I suspect that we all have somebody in our circle like that.
Yeah.
So if we have someone, what might you suggest that, how can we send God's love and healing to that individual, considering the fact that we might not have one individual person to gather it?
Well, we do, because I'll be happy to gather it all up during the course of the program, and we could have people call in and just give us the first name of the person.
Oh, I love it.
And that person would be who we would then all focus on for the next couple of minutes. Actually sending me the love, because I'm used to doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's somebody else that would like to, have themselves be part of the total focus, we could then focus on somebody in the group that would like to send that energy to their friend or whatever. We can do it that way, because it's really easy to do. You just have to set aside your own personal needs and so forth and just focus on the person that needs some particular healing, and maybe more than just one of us can do, because one of the things that I do when I'm doing it is that I thank God for multiplying the energy that's being sent to me by 10.
Mm-hmm.
So if we had, say, 20 people listening, times 10 would be 200 times the amount of healing or joy or whatever needs to be sent to that person. Or a combination of things that needs to be sent to somebody.
Well, let it be done. Let us start. So, first of all,
okay.
Let us start with Charlene.
Okay.
And you can lead that, Caroline, as to how you want to word that.
Okay. So I would request that each of you in this circle today focus on me and sending me God's love and healing energy for Charlene. And as you do it, we will spend about a minute or 2 minutes in really sort of quiet meditation as we send the energy. As you send it to me, I will pick up each strand and bundle them in a braid and send it to Charlene so that we can help her with her healing this afternoon.
Well, I like doing this, and I believe in it, and I want to do it, but it's going to be a little difficult to keep silence on the air for 1 or 2 minutes. So we need to be mindful of that. So how can we do that, that we can work on the air and yet do this quietly? Any thoughts?
Oh, gee, it would be nice if we had some background music, wouldn't it? We should have requested that of Don before we started this, because we could have some healing music or some joyful music being played in the background while we focused on sending the energy.
Well, what I was going to say is there a possibility that I could say a few words while they are sending you their healing thoughts?
Sure. That's fine, as long as they are not something that somebody feels they need to respond to. Don't ask me any questions, in other words.
Right. No, I understand that. Okay. Because we can't keep the air, like I said, completely silent for this, ladies and gentlemen, what I would suggest, I will say a few words, and if you'd be kind enough to send Caroline your thoughts of peace and healing for Charlene, do that, and I will just talk about something that would be allied. So you can start and send this to Caroline for now. And as you are doing this, I would like...
Everybody, go ahead and start sending me God's energy while Carolyn talks.
That's appropriate, isn't it, that I
yes,
should be
is.
The talker while you're gathering?
I was just thinking that.
Yeah,
appropriate.
I was thinking about what my father used to say to me. You know, that girl just never quiet. Okay, my friends, as you were sending this to Caroline, I would just like to say this. I had seen some words come across my desk that I felt is particularly helpful during this time of the year. And what it was is part of a channeling from Mary Magdalene, and she says, "Don't postpone your bliss." And I like that. Don't postpone your bliss. There is no reason it can't start now. And as I was reading those words, I was thinking of some of the things that people perhaps might think. They're holding off on doing something that is going to please them until something else happens. And you've heard people say this, you know, I'm going to walk a certain path. I'm going to do something. Like perhaps I'm going to go over and visit my daughter who might be living a state away when something happens, like there is some sign, money comes into my way for some reason. They're postponing their bliss until. We've done this perhaps many times ourselves. I'm going to postpone my bliss until this happens, till that happens. When the children grow up, I'm going to do thus and such. When I get a raise, I'm going to do thus and such. And so I felt this was very appropriate to discuss this as you're sending your healing energies to Caroline. Don't postpone your bliss. Live in your bliss now. Don't allow anything to distract you from staying in your bliss, because it is as much a point of determination that you're going to do this, and much more so than to wait until certain events enter your life. And so if this resonates to you as you're sending your healing energies to Caroline, to be forwarded to Charlene. I send this thought to you. We are all working and walking into our power now. This is the time. This is the time when the old falls away and the new is there before us, bright and beautiful, like a bright new day. This is our time to be walking into our mastery, and this is the time to walk into our bliss. And thank you, my friends, for doing this, and hopefully, well, I shouldn't even say hopefully, I just know that all of a love, God's love and your love and Caroline bringing it all together and forwarding it to Charlene is going to make a tremendous difference to her. And so, friends out there who are listening to my words and working along with us, you can call in today for a personal healing, or if you have a friend or an acquaintance who needs a healing of some sort, please call us. The number here is 877-876-5227. This is the time for sharing. This is the time for love. And I would just like to add to this, we don't always need to buy something to share love. We share ourselves. We are love. And we walk within the circle of our friends and our loved ones, and we share ourselves. Is this the Christmas message? This is what the Christ child did. Came into our world, shared himself. He didn't bring a flood of gifts that were wrapped in shiny paper and beautiful ribbon. He just brought himself.
He brought his love.
Yes, and his love. Also, if you feel distraught in some way because you have a personal problem that you would like to have help with, I would be glad to go forth to the center of the cosmos, have the cherubim pull your record, and we could delve into that for an answer. So today is a day of questions. It's a day of healing. It is a day of answers. And it is a day of joy.
It is definitely a day of joy. No doubt about it. Thank you, everybody, for sending me your God's healing love. It was beautiful to see it coming and to braid it all together and send it to Charlene. I'm sure she will be feeling much better very soon.
Now, you intrigue me. You know I'm not going to let that go by without some comment on it, Caroline.
Of course not, Caroline.
When you saw this coming to you, would you give us a description of what this looked like?
Well,
or what
I see when it's coming towards me, as I see streams of light coming to me, and the streams of light are coming from lots of different directions. They don't exactly come in a circle like they would if you were the emissaries of light and you were sitting in a circle, but they come in a circle.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of like ribbons of light.
Mm-hmm.
And I take the ribbons of light in my hand and I weave them together.
Mm-hmm.
And put the infinity symbol with them and then send them on to Charlene.
Oh, that's interesting. So you see the light, you weave it, and then you put the infinity symbol on it. And I'm sure everybody knows what the infinity symbol is, but for those who perhaps might have forgotten, would you be kind enough just to tell us what the infinity symbol looks like, and then we'll have this caller come on?
Okay. The infinity symbol really looks like the figure eight.
Yes.
Okay, and so I just put the infinity symbol with it so that it multiplies the energy that's coming from God.
And the affinity symbol, is it fair to say that this is sort of lying on its side?
Yes, it is.
Good enough. And for our caller, your name, please.
This is Lila.
Hi, Lila.
Hi, Lila. How are
you? Oh, I'm fine, dear. Both of you, I wanted to submit a name of a dear friend for many years. She's been suffering from MS, and she has a terrible cough, and she's got a lot of physical problems. And she's a dear soul, and she really needs help. Her name is Beverly. You want a last name, too?
No, the first name is sufficient, but would you pronounce that so I didn't quite understand her first name?
Beverly. B-E-V-E-R-L-E-Y.
Oh, okay, Beverly.
Beverly.
Beverly, yeah.
Okay. Yes, Beverly.
Okay, also my sister has a very bad cold right now. Her name is Rhoda, R-H-O-D-A.
Can we do two at a time, Caroline?
No, let's focus on one person at a time.
Okay, let's do Beverly. She really needs help.
Okay.
God bless you both. Merry, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Love you both.
You too. Love you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Now, the request was for Beverly and
Lila's friend.
Lila's friend. And as all of you are contemplating a... Do they have to, or is it best for them to think of a female, or doesn't it matter?
It doesn't really matter.
Okay, so all you need really is your intent to love and
to
help.
Send healing, right, to send healing and love and light or joy. I would request that, you know, the next person that calls, if you want healing sent in love or healing in compassion or healing and something else, then we'll do that. But if you haven't done that, in this case, Lila doesn't need to call back from Hawaii. We'll just tell God to please send whatever.
No, well, she did say
Beverly.
She needed healing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right? And so everybody just send God's healing energy and any other aspect of God's that Beverly needs to me, and they've already started doing that, and I've already started seeing the light coming in.
Oh, beautiful.
And we'll now weave the light together as it comes so that it's woven into what is really like a big braid, because they're or at least 20 people involved in doing this. So what happens when you get that much different light coming through? And they're all different colors. People send different colors because they may see God's healing light as a particular color, or somebody may see it as another particular color. It doesn't matter what color it is, because all of the lights have a part to play in healing. So all of the colors have a part to play in the healing. So as all of the different colors come in, we weave them together and put the infinity symbol with them and send them to Lila's friend Beverly, who has MS. And we send also at the same time our own joy and love and our own best wishes for her as well, and our prayers for her. Thank you. That's very beautiful. I see lots of light coming this way.
Oh, that is so wonderful.
Lots of light going to Beverly.
How beautiful. And while Caroline is doing that, and I'm assuming that she is finishing up on that, I would just like to mention a few other words from this very inspiring email, and that was to dream a new vision. And I love that, you know, the words dreams, visions, a new vision. And Mary Magdalene was talking here about our tomorrows, that think of the future as a blank slate, and that we have the ability to paint in what we want in our future. So in this dream for a new vision for our future, we know that a lot of changes are going to happen next year. We just feel it. We've been told this. But see the changes as good things. Bless the changes. Trust that the universe will take care of us and follow the guidance that it gives us. So I believe in that dream, our dreams of vision for ourselves and our loved ones, because we have the power to create it. Our number here, my dear friends, is 877-876-5227. And while we are waiting for a caller to either call in and ask for a reading from the cherubim or ask for a personal healing or ask for a healing for a friend, I would just like to take the opportunity, if we might, to send in our blessings and support for Don Newsom, who runs the BBS. And for those of you who have spoken to him personally, you know that he is a very generous soul. He also spends a lot of his time, a lot of his energy and interest in putting together all of the things that are necessary at this radio station. He works very hard, very diligently. It's kind of hard for us to know what is going on behind that voice, behind the station, what goes on in the background. And I can tell you that it is a very intense, complicated job, though he does it with great joy and love. So if we might, would you please send Caroline support and hope and joy and feelings of accomplishment, and not that he doesn't feel that way, but these are all good things for a leader to be working with. And so if, my friends, just send your blessings this way, she'll bundle them up and send them to Don. So how does that sound?
Yes, with our gratitude.
Yes, with our gratitude.
For what he does. Because he certainly does a lot of good for all of us because of all of the programs that are on.
And also what he's trying to bring forth into the consciousness in the world.
Right.
So, Caroline, are you starting to see some of the light come your way?
I am seeing it come this way for Don. He'll be very happy to know that he's getting lots of wonderful thoughts and love coming his way. And gratitude. There's a lot of gratitude coming. Because there are, our listeners listen to some of his other programs as well.
Oh, I'm sure many of them.
Mm-hmm. So that's really super. To be able to express that to him. And we're bundling it up now, starting to weave all of it together and putting the infinity symbol, and it's on its way to Don, and it moves so quickly.
So, Don, don't know if you're listening to this, because I know when you're behind the wheel, so to speak, you don't always hear what's going on in on the radio, but if you are, in fact, listening to this, just know that so many of the listeners here at this show is sending to you their joy and their love and their gratitude. And so,
thank you very much. I truly do appreciate that.
Oh,
you might say that this is your Christmas present, darling.
Hello?
That's right. From all of us.
Well, we put a big bow on that for him.
That's right. It is.
Hello? Are you still in the air?
so much joy that you sent to us that it short-circuited everything. And a string of lights on the tree went out. And you know what happens when that one string of lights go out. They all blew up. Well, that'll teach you for blessing people with such high-powered grace and love and joy.
I just love it. I thought that was
I have a caller.
Do we have somebody on the
line? I don't know. Somebody's trying to sneak through the wires. Maybe.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you and your name.
Hi, my name's Jim. I was wondering if you could do a healing for my son. His first name's Logan. He just turned 7 on the 1st of this month. And I was doing some heavy metal detoxing the last few months. So I'm going to do magnetic clay bath tonight. And I think he might have been injured from an MMR shot at 20 months. So I'm trying to detoxify the mercury out of there. If you could do that, I'll listen over the computer, okay?
No, you stay on. Stay on, Jim.
Okay, I'll stay
Don't
on.
Don't go.
Okay.
Did you understand what he's asking of you, Caroline?
Yes. Yeah. Let's all focus. What is his name?
Logan.
Logan. Okay, we'll all focus on sending God's healing energy to me, Caroline, and I will bundle it all up and we'll send it to Logan.
Of course, I have another question with this, too. Definitely we can do this, but is there anything that you can do personally for Logan with God's help?
This is very personal.
So you can't do this?
No, if we do this, this will be enough for Logan for several days.
Okay.
Because this is, as you see, we blew the radio station off. So we don't want to blow, and that's one of the reasons why everybody sends the healing to me and we bundle it, is so that God will not allow the healing to get so strong that Logan can't handle it. But it will continue for 2 to 3 days, depending on each individual person. So this is a very powerful way to heal somebody.
That's marvelous, Caroline. Thank you. So your friends out there, is it starting to come yet, Caroline?
Yes, ma'am. It's already coming.
Okay. So our listeners out there, I would like to thank you. This is the time of the children, whether the child is the Christ child in the manger or it is a child in the other form other than the Christ child. We appreciate you sending your thoughts of love and support for Logan, as I am sure that Jim the Father is grateful for this also. Send it just with the intention of sending it to Caroline. Caroline, do you think it's all coming to you right now?
Oh, yes, it is definitely coming.
I love it.
Jim's sending it himself as well as other people on the line. It's really amazing because even when I don't know where people are located.
Yes.
I can see the light sometimes in long streams, like coming from Hawaii.
I love it.
And then in short streams, coming from somewhere fairly close by. So I know that the energy is definitely coming. And as I'm sure most everybody knows, God's love and light and healing comes down in a spiral.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
thank you for telling us that.
Yep. As it comes, it looks like a straight ribbon, basically coming to me, but it's tightly bundled, just like DNA is in a spiral. And so, it's really very beautiful when it's all put together and sent out.
Now, the spiral light that you're seeing coming from God right now, is that white?
It really,
or golden.
Each person will see it in...
No, I mean it's coming from God, darling.
But that's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Each person may see it in a different color.
Oh, gotcha.
And that's fine. And that color will go down through their crown chakra to their heart and then out to me. And So that's why I see different colors coming.
No, that's from the people, but if I...
But
I think
it's the
I
same way. It's the same way from God.
Oh, okay. That's
okay.
What I was trying to.
Because God, iridescent liquid light. God's light is in all different colors.
Mm-hmm.
So it comes that way.
Mm-hmm.
As each person individually imagines the way it comes or intends for it to come in.
Mm-hmm.
So if Lila, for instance, who's called, if she sees it coming down as green healing energy into her crown chakra and going out through her heart the same way, then that's the way it comes to me.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean that it's only the green light of healing that's coming. It just may be that that's how Lila might be imagining it, or Jim might be imagining it coming down in the rose color that represents Mother Mary. He may see it coming that way, and then I will see it coming that way to me. So that's why when it's bundled up, it's so beautiful, because there are all of these different colors bundled up together, so it looks like a rainbow going out.
That's beautiful. Now, have you sent that to Logan?
Yes, ma'am. We have, and it was bundled with the infinity symbol.
Well, Jim, are you still there, or have you hung up?
No, I'm still here. Thank you so much for your healing energy and love, and many blessings, and have a great holiday and Christmas. Thank you, ladies.
Thank
Our
you.
Gift to you and Logan, dear.
Thank you so much.
Bye. Well, Caroline, I have to say, I really like this.
Well, good. So have you been sending energy to Caroline?
Well, I have.
I thought it was coming from you because that short line that I was seeing going up there, I went, this is coming from Carolyn.
Oh, yes. I
of course, it's hard to do if you're talking. But.
Oh, I know how. I can't walk and chew gum, but I really can do some other things better. Just in case people are listening or have come in, after we started, let's just recap for a second. What we're doing here today, you might even say this is our Christmas show. We are sending out gifts of healing to people who are calling in, and we are asking those who are listening to send your rays of hope and healing and joy and love to Caroline, and she takes God's energy with this, all of your strands of love and energy, and braids them, puts the infinity symbol on the top of this, and then sends it to the person that the individual has asked healing for. So on today's show, my dear friends, you can call in and ask for a group energy transfusion.
Right.
I love it.
I know.
Or
and
you could.
We have somebody who's called in several times to us who was in a very bad car wreck.
This is good. Yes,
and
let's do that.
I would like for all of us to send your energy to me, and we will send it to Carrie.
Yes, that's what a wonderful thought.
I know, because Shirley and I both have worked with Carrie, that this would be joyously received by both Carrie and her mother. So if everybody would send their energy from God, their healing and their joy for Carrie, thank you. It's coming in very nicely and very quickly. Everybody's focusing much more quickly on each person as we say their name, and so it comes more quickly than it was coming before. Everybody's getting better with this.
Well, of course they're getting the hang of it.
Right. That's great.
Yes, this is beautiful. I love it.
Okay, and we're weaving it together, and putting the infinity symbol on and sending it to Carrie out in the great Midwest.
Well, I would like to say, as we are doing this, I can tell you folks who are out there listening to this, to be able to do this, to be able to take my heart and the light that is and love that is in my heart and combine it with God's energy and send it out to someone in need is so exhilarating.
It is.
And hopefully all of you are feeling this way too. We can get rather caught up in commercialism. They don't let us alone with the advertising, with telling us how wonderful it is to have a new car in the garage, or 20,000 technological inventions for your home. And we run out and do this last-minute shopping and get into a frazzle and send out cards and wrap presents, and this is all wonderful. But, you know, my friends who are out there working with this, this is the true, in my humble belief, this is the true essence of what love and sharing really is. It does not take money. It takes a little bit of time and the interest in sharing the love that is in your heart, and I just love it. And for me, this is an incredibly beautiful exercise, and hopefully all of you must feel the same way too, or else you wouldn't be sending your love in like this.
That's right. And now, since nobody has called, we can maybe focus on Lila's sister. Because she did ask us about sending energy to her sister.
And what was her sister's name? I don't recall.
I don't either, but God will know.
God will know. God knows his own, huh?
Mm-hmm, he does. So if we'll focus for a minute on Lila's sister, we'll send her healing energy too, and compassion.
Oh, I love compassion.
Mm-hmm. Good. It's coming in really quickly. And I know that there are other people out there who have people of acquaintance or somebody who's in their family. Call and let us know who you'd like for us to focus on, and we'll be happy to all focus on that person. Now, we're braiding together all of the light and putting the infinity symbol with it and sending it to Lyle's sister. And you know, let's do Lila.
Let's do us all.
Yes, we might just go down the list if people don't call. Lila, let's send her God's healing energy and love and joy. For everybody, send a thank you. It's coming in. Really quickly. So this is wonderful. Okay, weaving it all together with the infinity symbol and sending it now to Lila.
You know, what's so wonderful about this is you can give people feedback as to what you're seeing and you know, the motion of it.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that I wanted to mention that is because so many times we say a prayer, we're going to send light and love to somebody, but we don't always have the feedback of being able to actually see the light move, to see it bundled up, to see it going to the recipient. And for you to be able to see this and tell us what it looks like and the colors, this is magnificent. Now, since there is no one calling in, I have a daughter that has an emotional problem right now.
Okay.
And if we could send some love and compassion and you know, to her, to help her through her emotional problem, that would be wonderful.
Okay. That sounds like a good idea. Would you mind telling us her first name?
Mary.
Okay. Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. See lots of different colors of light coming in for Mary.
And I appreciate this very much.
I'm sure you do.
I've been sending this to her to, help her. And sometimes you don't see a change in the individual, and perhaps as, you know, she's getting so much of light and love and compassion from everybody, and it going out bundled like this, it just might open doors that haven't been opened so far. And I thank you all from
That's
the bottom
really
of my
wonderful.
Heart. Yes.
And I will say that one of the things that that's been bundled and it's going to her now, and it has the infinity symbol, of course, with it. One of the things that God said to me early on about my healing work was that one of the things that I had to accept and really practice is that I have no expectation about how his healing will or his love will work.
Yes.
I have to know that he will send it in the manner in which that person can receive it, and not have an expectation about there being immediately, as in this instant, affected by it, but that it will affect them in the best possible outcome, because God only does what's in our best and highest good. So, and we don't always know what that is for someone.
That's true. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So sometimes it doesn't come in quite the way you expect it to, but it will come in the way that the best for that person at the time that you send it. Okay.
I like this exercise for other reasons, too, and that is because we are, as humanity, when I say we, humanity is approaching a period of time where we are going to be able to manifest in a more direct manner using God's energy and bringing in this energy from the unmanifested to the manifested. So doing this exercise, I think, is a beautiful thing for a number of reasons. To have a desire to help people, to heal people, is a beautiful thing. But the other thing that it is doing, I do believe, is helping us to understand what our futures are going to look like in the sense of being able to manifest our heart's desires and to focus on an image and to be able to bring that image into the hard physical components. This is the glory that is in front of us as we move up through the dimensions.
Yes,
so
it is.
You might almost say we are preparing ourselves for what we are going to be doing on a higher level in a manner that we've never really done before in these current lifetimes.
Yes, and it is also interesting that as we co-create with God more and more accurately, it's incumbent on us to really think through what our creations mean, not just how they will affect us, but also how they will affect others, so that we are creating for a win-win situation for whoever we are creating for, whether it's for ourselves or for another.
It's one of the mistakes that the human race made in Atlantis during those dark days when they were thinking more in terms of just themselves and not the effect that the creation, their creation might have on others. And also, they forgot to give God their gratitude for what they were doing and understand that this is a gift coming from God.
Right. And we certainly choose to do a much better job of it this time around.
Indeed. Well, yeah. Folks, let me give you the number again. We are finishing up on our first hour, can you believe? We're halfway through the show. So if you wish to call in, our number here is 877-876-5227. Caroline, while we have a break here, how about giving people your phone number, tell them what time zone you were in case someone wishes to call you for a personal healing?
Okay. It's Caroline Allen at 540-586-2401. I'm in Eastern Standard Time, and I work Monday through Friday from 9 until 5. And I do book about a week or two in advance, so I have had people call and be very, let's say,
impatient
with the fact that they will have to wait for a week or so for an appointment, but that's the way it is. I do usually reserve from 4 to 5 o'clock in the afternoon for emergencies, and I don't mean by that a hangnail. I do mean if you...
Have you had somebody call in with a hangnail emergency?
I actually haven't, but I have had some call in for things that aren't really emergency.
I figured
you know.
I knew what you were saying. I was just having fun with you, darling.
I figured you were. You know, because there might be someone else who really does have an emergency and does need to get... healing work done during that 4 to 5 o'clock time period.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to admit that there have been a couple of times when I've been a little put out with people, but that's okay.
Join the human race.
I know.
It's the human condition, I suspect.
Is that maybe one of the things we might be able to recreate a little differently?
Well, you know, it's the human condition walking towards their mastery.
That's...
And we do trip along the way at times.
Mm-hmm. We do.
Yeah, these masters fall on their knees once in a while.
Exactly.
And, folks, my website, carolynevers.com, is CarolynEvers.com. There's so many things that we do offer at that website, and one of them is a gateway to the Akashic Reading site. And I'm able to go to the center of the cosmos where the universal Akashic records are held, these by the cherubim, actually. And this is a record from the time that the soul was created up until the present moment. It is extraordinary, in my humble belief, to be able to offer people a reading such as this. And what I do now is I make a CD that people can play in their computer of the reading along with the reading printed out. And I started doing it this way when I realized that when you actually listen to the words as they come from the cherubim, you are able to, I feel, you're able to pick up the energies that are surrounding the words. And I think that in itself is extremely healing. And so that is something that we have been doing. And if you have a questions or a situation that you want to delve into the records, this might be very helpful for you. Many people today are asking about their mission, because they feel like, oh, I haven't started on my mission yet. Where is it? And I understand the anxiety of that, because there was one time I didn't know what my mission was. Yes. And I thought, oh, my golly, when am I going to find out about this? Did I miss the boat? And the timing wasn't right just yet. And so these kinds of questions, I think, are very supportive to the individual to know, what did you choose to do before you came into this lifetime? And if you're feeling that you're not doing it yet, a reading might be insightful to understand what you came to do. So, my friends, our number here is 877-876-5227. And, Caroline, we haven't had another caller call in.
Hi.
Well. And so maybe, just maybe, there's no one out there that has a particular need.
They may not.
And so what we're going to do on this second hour is to focus in another direction. So if we're finished with that, we'll give you another minute or two to call in, 877-876-5227. And if I don't hear from you, I'm thinking perhaps that we have fulfilled everybody's desires out there in the listening audience.
Either that or they can't get through. We blew the wires or something.
No, I think the wires reconnected. I think Don, in his magnificent ability, put those the plug into the, you know, the male and female plug. He got them back together again.
Good for him.
Yep, I'm sure he knew how to do that.
I'm sure he did, too.
There is something that I wanted to discuss, Caroline. Is there, before I get into it, though, was there something that came into your mind, perhaps, that you wanted to discuss first or talk about?
No, that was really the first thing that God had said to me to do today. So I said, okay, we'll see how that works, and it will be wonderful to send people, you know, our joined healing energy. So that was really what I was hoping to do.
Well, I loved it. I felt very empowered to be able to be a part of that, and hopefully our listeners felt empowered also. I thought it was a marvelous demonstration of what we are able to do when we work with the light. And, you know, we are light workers. And
well, yes, and another thing, Carolyn, that sometimes I think we don't recognize or realize is that when God's healing power comes down into our crown chakra and goes out through our heart to another, we're being healed at the same time. Because that healing energy is within you.
I think that that is a good reminder. And would it also be helpful if we are cognizant of that thought before we even start this? In other words, have the intention that as these energies come in and we're sending it out to another, that we are enjoining God and asking and cooperating with God to heal our own physical. Wouldn't it be even more helpful to align our thoughts along align our thoughts with that way of thinking?
I don't think it would hurt, but you know what? God's energy is coming down through your crown chakra. It's going to be healing you. However it happens when it comes down, it's going to rush around and do whatever healing work needs to be done in that instant or in that moment that it's in there. So it won't hurt to say that you recognize that and you accept it. Would probably be the best thing to do, because I notice when I'm doing it like this, or if I'm doing Reiki, I really am very aware when I am finished with with the healing work that I'm doing with somebody else that I'm being healed at the same time. So I know that it just, you know, it's kind of like, okay, you invited me in, we're going to look around, see what needs to be fixed.
I like
and
that.
And it does it.
I did a reading recently, and the person who, well, usually people will submit several questions to me, and one of these questions was, this individual wanted insight into her health problems and the cure of them. This particular aspect of that the cherubim had given was so incredibly beautiful. I'm going to have to, I think what I'm going to do is record this part of the answer about health problems and put it up on my website because I'm particularly impressed with it.
Oh, good.
And I'd like to read a sentence, if I might, because
sure.
I thought it was so fascinating. And this came out of the records. The body in particular is a complex organism, and different parts are integrated together, and it takes the optimal cooperation among these systems to bring forth general health. The components are digestion, assimilation, elimination, right thinking, and by this we mean a base of joy in which the individual has the faith and confidence that the universe is a perfect place, providing everything that is needed. One must come from an overview of abundance in spirit, knowing that all will be provided, including health. And so I just thought that was so beautiful.
I love that.
I do, too. And the whole reading on the health aspect went along these lines, how these four, well, let me see, one, two, three, yeah, these four elements need to be brought forth and joined together to so that the body will function perfectly. And the another sentence here that I thought was particularly wonderful, for as complex a system that the body is, the body has all that is necessary to heal if given pure air, pure food, and if that food is combined in a manner that makes it easy to digest and assimilate. And as I was taking down all of this, the words were not the way Edgar Cayce might have done it, but the principles, I was so struck by the thought that the principles in this were so similar to the Edgar Cayce readings. If people are familiar with the readings that Edgar Cayce had given on health, as it went down the whole thing, I was just so aware that this was right up there, like taking a page out of that. And so they're talking about faulty thinking, how it causes stress in the body, and when you're combining foods that's not optimal for the body, that these components move into the bloodstream, that they are not digested properly. And if there's a lack of joy and a feeling of abundance, that that hinders the functioning of the bodily system. And when this happens, the functions become hindered, and there accumulates a dross in the system. And this dross includes free radicals, and they enter the blood system as it is transported through the body and eventually enters the organs. The interesting thing about all this, Caroline, is that it was looking as an overview, and the answer to be put back into the health state was so simple.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a very interesting reading. I've had some direction from God here for the past month about the fact that we really need to be muscle testing our food or asking God if this is an appropriate food to eat for this particular meal. Because as our bodies are changing so much, something that may have been fine yesterday may not be fine today. Or for this particular meal, we may need to be getting a different set of ingredients going together. And it's been interesting for me to go, okay, now let's open up the refrigerator and see what God says about this or that or the other. And or look in the pantry and see what God's saying about what will work best in our bodies today.
Caroline, and I know we've discussed this in the past, but there might be a new listener. Would you review how you muscle test for food?
Okay.
And kind of give a little thought as to when you do muscle testing, how do we know that this is even accurate? Not a trick question. Talking about the wisdom of the body, how
the body knows. The body really knows what it needs. It knows what it can digest, what it can accept and utilize in a perfect sort of situation, and it changes even more right now than it used to change. So that's why it's more appropriate right now to do it on a day-by-day, meal-by-meal sort of situation. And the way that I muscle test is you have to, in the first place, you have to be hydrated. So that means that you need to be drinking plenty of water, and you stand up, and you face north, and you put your hands down by your side, and you ask your body to start with if you are male or female. And depending on which one you are, the body will either go forward or backwards. It will just kind of feel like it's swaying to the front or swaying to the back. And if in my case, I say I am a female, then if my body goes forward, that means that going forward is a yes. So then I'll ask it, just to verify, I'll say I am a male. Then if I go backwards, I know, okay, no is backwards, yes is forward. And each individual body may be slightly different. But then you either take what you're planning to eat, for instance, let's just say a tuna can, and you put it in your left hand because that is your receiving hand. You put it in your left hand and you hold it down and you say, is this tuna efficacious for my body for lunch? And if you go backwards, and no is backwards, that means no, you don't need tuna today. So you put that back up on the shelf, you know, and you may pull out miso soup and see if that's what you need today, you know, and go down the list. And I've been very surprised in the past month because I just pretty much have had this sort of routine. And some of the things that I've been eating, I can't tolerate anymore. Things that I've been eating for years, I'm getting a no on every time I test them. And I've been like, okay, so I guess I shan't be eating almonds. I mean, I've practically lived on almonds for probably 5 years. And being a vegetarian has been one of my main sources of protein. I've just been having all these horrible intestinal problems. And one middle of the day, I guess, I had some appointments and I hadn't had a chance to eat lunch. So I just poured out a handful of almonds and I was eating them and I started feeling really awful.
Were these almonds that you recently purchased?
Yep.
Can I give a little thought about that?
Okay.
I don't know if this had to do with your almonds or not, but there has been new regulations that have gone into effect about almonds. Were you aware of that?
No.
There are new government regulations where almonds cannot be sold unless they are, well, they don't call them fumigated, but actually that's what it is. Apparently, either last year or the year before, or maybe both, there was some problems with almonds. Up to this point, they've been able to sell them raw off of the tree, whether it was almonds or almond butter, and they decide now that they have to be treated before they can be sold.
Oh, really?
And so my question to, and again, I don't know if this was true in your circumstance or not. Whether this was the new crop of almonds that came in, and I think, I want to say this rule went in effect in August, but I'm not positive about the date, but I think that this is accurate, that it was in August. And if there are people who are having problems with almonds, it could be that the gases that they are using in fumigating them now might be what's bothering you and not the almond itself. Now, I mention this because there seems to be something in the rule that the growers don't have to do this if they are selling to an individual purchaser. And if you do some body testing and you're finding out that it is not so much the almond but the way the almond is being processed, you can go to Dr. McCullough's website. I believe it's Marcola, and he has a marvelous article on this. Not only does he have the article, but in there are a couple places that you can go where, in other words, these are email addresses of businesses where these almond growers are selling directly to the consumer without fumigating the product.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Yes, and he has, where people have written into them, they said that they can't eat these almonds that they are now treating. So don't know if that's your case, Caroline, but I do think it's something that people need to know.
Oh, I think it certainly is, and that could certainly be the case because I've been buying 5 pounds of organic almonds for years at a time, and they last me for several months. So, and I had just bought 5 pounds of almonds. And I
the problem is they can call that organic. This is
right.
This is what the problem is. The grower can label. I mean, this has to do with the regulations that the government has passed. The grower is allowed to put organic on there, even though they have been fumigated.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe that's what the problem has been. Wow.
Anyway, it's Dr. Marcola, marcola.com. If you see the article, it's under his section that has to do with articles, and it is an article on almonds, and there have been a lot of people who have sort of sent in their comments on the situation and how it has affected them and where they have found these growers that can sell to individuals.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Well, I might try those and see how they work. Or actually, in doing that muscle testing, one of the things that you can also do is you can write on a piece of paper, because some things might be difficult for you to hold in your hand.
What, like soup?
Yeah, like soup that's in the pan. You know, you kind of go, okay, do I have to hold the whole container, you know, of chicken noodle soup or whatever it is, homemade chicken noodle soup, obviously, or whatever. It's kind of hard to do that. So you can write on a piece of paper what it is. And hold that piece of paper in your hand and then ask the question about would this chicken noodle soup be efficacious for me to eat today? And then your body will tell you.
Well, I'd like to comment on the body's intelligence is because there is communication between the body's different systems. You know, we forget this sometimes. And if you think about when two cells come together at conception, and from that fertilized cell, it then divides, and all of these cells that is being divided knows how to form the heart, knows how to form the veins. So we started as two cells, but yet there is this innate intelligence that God has created within the body that it knows how to form all of these systems. And I think of that every time when we talk about muscle testing, Caroline,
mm-hmm.
is that there is this ability for the cells to communicate with all of the different systems, and that's why the body has this innate knowledge and understanding what is needed to heal, what is needed to prosper, and when we start working with muscle testing, we can go into so many different aspects of this. This kind of opens up an intriguing question, Caroline. We're talking about food, but,
mm-hmm.
You know, thoughts can be discouraging to the physical. They
yes,
can be
they can.
Poisonous to
mm-hmm.
the physical. And if while we're doing muscle testing, I mean, this is just occurring to me, contemplating certain actions, certain methods of behavior. Could we muscle test that on a piece of paper?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Well, doesn't
For instance,
that open up a whole new
right.
way of understanding?
It does. Absolutely. Absolutely. It isn't just your food. It's your vitamins, your minerals, your hand lotion, your thoughts. I mean, you know, they're just all kinds of things like that your body really responds to. And it knows what's good for it and what's not. And
you know, that gives me another thought since we're going down this road. There are some relationships that are poisonous.
Yes, there are.
And so could we muscle test on a piece of paper relationships with different people?
Yes, I think so. I would think that would be a good thing to do, actually.
Oh, my, do we have a new toy today or what?
Absolutely.
Okay, if there's any folks out there who want to play with us, our number is 877-876-5227. We are putting the thoughts out. You can come play with us. Give us a call. Join in this conversation on any of the topics that we have discussed. Apparently, nobody needs a healing right now, nor are they interested in a reading from the cherubim, but maybe you want to talk about almonds or some other healthy things that you're eating or not eating.
Exactly. It's kind of interesting how it's really been very interesting to me for the past month that things that I've been eating have not been testing well, and so I have, you know, really changed some of my eating patterns because of that.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about some of the symptoms, Caroline, if you're not eating food that is in harmony with what the body needs right now. It would seem to me that one of the first things that's going to happen is some sort of demonstration of bloating, gas, indigestion. Would you agree or disagree with that?
Oh, absolutely. There can also be stomach distress that almost would feel to somebody like they might have an ulcer or they might have some sort of intestinal problem that might be bacteria or a virus or whatever, when in truth it may be that they're eating something that their body no longer can tolerate.
You know, that brings up another thought about restaurants.
Mm-hmm. And I put my left hand on something I'm thinking about getting,
mm-hmm.
and say, wonder if this is going to be good for me. And I either get a yes or a no. I go down the list and go, okay, what about this? What about this? I put my left hand on the individual things that I'm thinking that I might want.
Well, Caroline, we have a caller. Apparently, we roused some curiosity. And your name, please.
Yes, this is Marie Robbins.
Hi, Marie.
Hi, how are you?
What can we do for you, dear?
Really, really sorry that I have to call in and interrupt your call right now, but I just got an emergency call from one of our dear light worker friends, actually a friend of a friend. Her name is Sue, and she needs healing immediately. She wants to leave the planet.
Oh. Okay, let's review this just one second. Maria, you have a lady by the name of Sue.
Yes, she's been on the phone with you guys before.
Okay,
yeah.
And Sue apparently is maybe in a crisis state. Is that fair to say?
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, and she's in a crisis state to the point that she's feeling discouraged and perhaps wishes to leave the planet. Is that kind of where you're coming from?
Absolutely.
Okay.
She's a very good friend of mine.
Okay, now, Caroline, taking those thoughts in view, we're going to ask our listeners to send in, how are we going to ask that from our listeners?
Well, we simply are all going to ask and receive God's love and his healing power and send it to me, and then I will bundle it all together and we will send it to Sue.
Okay.
Okay. And it will be healing, healing on a spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical level. So we're going to be healing on all levels as we send this energy to Sue. Thank you. It's starting to come to me really well. And we're going to bundle it all up, lots of beautiful colors and lights. I'm seeing lots of gold and white and pink, sort of a rosy pink, and green, and a beautiful color that I can really only describe as sort of a deep blue-green aqua color. I've been seeing a lot of that coming today. From different sources. Okay. And we've got it going to Sue now. It's all braided and the infinity symbol is attached to it so that it goes to her as God's light and love and our light and love and healing.
Well, Marie, bless you for calling in and taking the time to care for Sue, to look out for her welfare. And, you know, we send that along to her and to you. We wish you our blessings also, dear.
Thank you so much. I just got the phone call while I was listening to you for the past hour.
Well, we are just so delighted to be of service.
Oh, I appreciate it. So I'm a little bit upset because she's also my very dear friend. And then when I hear from another friend that she's in this dilemma right now.
Well, see, you've, you know, this might be the thing that will turn her around. But, of course, this is a time of great change, and people are making decisions that maybe we might not be, you know, agreeable, but trust that their soul knows the direction that they should be in. So let's hope that we are bringing, you know, great change and light to her soul, and she turns around and enjoys herself and connects with the world. But again, this is a time of change, dear one.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Blessings for all, both of you and everyone else that sent the healing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We appreciate everyone for sending in their healing also. It's a, you know, it is a beautiful and wonderful thing when we are willing to take our companions by the arm and help them up the next step. And, you know, whether we know these people or not, we are still companions with them in this world. And one of the things that I have gotten from the Akashic Records many times is what God commanded the souls when he created them. And the first command was to go forth and experience. And then the second command was, and help all those along the way who need your assistance. So these were the two commandments that I have read in the records, and I would like to thank all of you who are listening here and have become a part of this demonstration in the second command, and that is to help all those along the way who need your assistance. And so thank you, all of you. Caroline, we were talking about muscle testing, and we were talking about...
Do we have another caller?
I don't know. Do we?
It sounded almost like we did to me.
Well, nobody's speaking up, so perhaps not.
Okay.
Sometimes when I talk, I don't hear these things.
No, exactly.
But since they're not answering, I'm assuming that it was just a little glitch in the system. You were talking about sitting in a restaurant and muscle testing your choice for the day. And that certainly is a good example. But I want to take this a step further, because the thing that's in my mind is the choice might be helpful, but there is something that is added to the choice, and that is the preparation and the quality of the food. And
mm-hmm.
So I can see down... If you went to a buffet, for instance, there might be the right choice for you, but perhaps the energy that was involved in the preparation of it, or it might not be as fresh as you think it is, that would be another interesting thing to muscle test. So we could use the choice of the food, and also if the method of preparation, you know this because you're a marvelous cook, Caroline, that when you cook, you're using emotions and energy along with your preparation, and since everything is energy, those energies are going into the food.
Correct.
So you have the quality of the food, the choice of the food itself, and the energies that are there in that food. So I just thought I would like to mention those few thoughts. It's kind of difficult when you have this prepared meal that is put in front of you. Okay, let's just use an example. You ordered some chicken that was on the menu. Your body tested that, yeah, chicken's pretty good for you today. Eat chicken. There's not a whole lot you could do when that plate is put in front of you. Well, this isn't prepared properly. What do you? Any thoughts about that? And can we muscle test for what is on the menu from the point of view of the choice, but also how that food is prepared that day? What do you think of that?
Well, there are two things here. For one thing, if I'm going to eat somewhere, as I'm walking up to the restaurant, I bless it, and I bless the cooks and the assistant cooks and the people who are going to be waiting on the tables in there, so that if there are any problems, those will be changed.
Mm-hmm.
And so that when I do touch the menu and it says chicken, my body's going to say no if there's a problem with that chicken being prepared by that cook.
Okay.
Okay. And then that way I know, because tomorrow night, you know, if I may be eating that chicken again or green beans or corn or whatever, those things may be fine in a different restaurant or made by a different cook. That's why you test it before each meal so you know if it's going to be good or efficacious for your body to receive.
I think this is a topic really well worthwhile going over, Caroline, because we have so many issues today with our food supply. They're coming from other
mm-hmm.
countries. They're being grown in soil where the weather might be different from our weather. And there's a lot to consider today that we never used to consider. So I like the idea of muscle testing what you're eating.
Well, and that's why I say it's not just a matter of saying, you know, are these soybeans going to be okay to eat? Or are soybeans going to be okay to eat? You need to be more particular than that. Are the soybeans on this menu going to be okay to eat?
Mm-hmm.
So that you are talking about to your body, this restaurant and or even this house, and what you are going to choose from the foods that are available to eat. And that's also another reason why I personally think that you should say a prayer over your food, regardless of where you are. It
yes.
doesn't have to be out loud, but if you're in a particular place, you don't have to, you know, bow your head and say the same prayer or whatever around the table. That's not really necessary as long as you just look at your food and express your blessings that the food has been prepared correctly and that you're blessing the people that were responsible for bringing it to the table as well as the food itself.
Thank you, Caroline. I appreciate that insight from you. Let's talk for a second about the places that we go to. You know, there's a lot of in the stores right now, there's a lot of confusion. There's a lot of perhaps some even raw emotions running around with people in a hurry, with people being angry because they feel pressed for time and they're being rushed, and, you know, some are discourteous. I would like to talk a little bit about that. If you find yourself going into a place where there is a lot of confusion going on with people's emotions. I know that you bless, like, say, for instance, you're going into a big store. I know when you go into a big store that you bless the place first. So I would kind of like to talk about how you bless the building that you're going into and how you clear it.
Carefully. In a word, for people who are empaths, and there are quite a few people who listen to us and who participate in our program who are empaths, if you're going into a building that has got, and this is very, it's a very serious sort of situation for you if you're an empath and you're going into a metal building.
You know, I don't know if there's anybody out there who doesn't know what an empath is. Just in case it is, can you just briefly describe what you mean by that?
Well, an empath is a person who receives the feelings, thoughts, or emotions of other people, and can be excited about going into a particular place, or can be sickened or made to feel very anxious or nervous about going into a certain place. I had a terrible time with one of the big metal boxes stores, which I won't mention, but I couldn't go into it for years. Because every time I went in there, I started feeling like I was going to jump literally out of my skin.
So what do you think? The metals contain the emotions or reflect them back to you?
It reflected. It was like being ricocheted off the metal wall back onto another wall and back down to you, and it was going all over the place, and so you had all these people in there wondering whether, you know, whatever their worries were or whatever their anxieties were, whatever their illnesses were. And I couldn't get 10 feet inside the building, and I had to turn around and leave. I was just like, I can't go in this building.
Caroline, we have a call, dear. I did hear that beep.
Good.
And your name, caller.
Well, hi.
Hi.
Ow. Thank you.
We recognize this one. Hi, Dawn.
Well, thank you. Hello. How are you ladies doing?
We're doing fine. How about you?
You know, I'm doing excellent.
Good.
It's, you know, it's been interesting. A lot to do, a lot of things happening. Always busy, but I really love it.
Good.
I'm sorry I didn't get on earlier. It does get a little busy, and if you hear phones ringing in the background, we'll just ignore them.
You know, I'm really curious about something, Don. Did you, when we had gathered up, Caroline had gathered up the energies of everybody that was sending them to you, and bundled them up with God's love and put the infinity symbol on it and sent it to you. Did you feel anything?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Can
you give
us a
little idea?
I would imagine that's why everything kind of went kaplooey.
I would too.
You know, I truly love that. You know, in all the years I've started to grow and be receptive to newer and different perceptions, I've realized that, you know, we can, if we just concentrate on giving people the love that they deserve, the rest isn't all that important anymore.
True.
Yeah.
It is. That's awesome. I agree with you.
So that's really, trying to be the mission and the goal of BBS. Not only awaken people to the truth, but get them heart-centered. I mean, it doesn't do them any good to avoid the truth that's around them in what they helped co-create. But it does help them to become aware of these situations and make active actions and take choices against what they feel no longer fits their vibration. And that can come in all forms. And so we're really, really trying to get people to wake up and realize who they really are and take back their power, because there are people that have absconded or tried to abscond with it, although they've gained nothing because they don't have it, and they still don't have it. You do. And that's kind of what we're all about.
Well, what I liked about this demonstration, Ron, was that Don, was that Caroline could tell the people what she was seeing.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Sight seems to be coming to a lot of people in a lot of different ways now. It's amazing. I mean, I have the most vivid. I mean, I always have seen strangely. I don't know why I was born with this. I never really knew. You know how you always hear people that have something that they thought was normal but really wasn't? And you don't believe them because you think, oh, boy. And then you find out you're one of them? That's,
right.
Yeah. So I am seeing things much more vividly these days in my in this energetic state. In other words, I don't know what it is I see, but let's just call it molecules, atoms, who knows. But they're very electric. They're alive. There's more of it, and it moves, and it gives shape, and it gives understanding and color, and so that's and it's amazing because it's, you know, the energy around you is alive.
Mm-hmm.
It's alive.
And it moves so fast.
It moves fast. That's the difference between all of us and all of the others. They just move a little faster these days. And they're more connected, of course, to the multidimensional aspect of themselves. But they move fast. So, yeah.
I know. Well, it's awesome to hear that you felt it. Because I feel it and I see it, and it's more difficult to describe your feelings.
Yes.
Than it is to describe what you see.
I agree.
You know, so it's easier for me when Carolyn asks a question to describe what I'm seeing instead of what I'm feeling and the love that you're feeling coming through. That's really awesome.
Thank you. You know, I feel it because of all of you. I feel it because of what we're doing together. That's why I feel it. And I'll tell you, I'm very grateful to be a part of this. And this awakening of the people is beautiful. I am just excited for the future of this planet and its inhabitants.
I am too. I'm very excited and I'm beginning to be very curious about what we can create and how we can create it. And just getting really interested in that.
Hey, you know, it's going to be a time of magic.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the magic of reality is going to start knocking upside people, because reality is much more than we understand it to be, and the reality of that magic will come to be. That's how I feel, and I pray for it, I meditate for it, and I will accept no less.
I agree. And I think that's why I've begun to be excited about, I didn't think about the fact that we can really recreate that. We don't have to accept what we created before.
That's right.
Yeah, we can create it anew.
We can put on a whole new garment.
Mm-hmm.
And with a lot more power.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And a lot more love. And
that's what power is. Mm-hmm. There is no other power.
No, there isn't. And a lot of joy and just seeing the energy of what you can create is really wonderful.
It is a time of new beginnings, isn't it?
You know, I personally believe this is one of the finest times. I mean, I truly believe in the ascension process, though. See, I mean, you have to have your mind into that before, you know, you can really believe that it's going to be incredible, and we're heading into new beginnings. And I think these new beginnings are a higher energetic state.
Yes.
Time will have slowed down. It might even collapse entirely because we're living in the past. We see light in the past. I just feel we always have been living, and we're catching up to the now. Not only because in our multidimensional true selves, we don't live in that past. Everything we experience now, because light doesn't get to us after the fact of its origin. So maybe our physical selves will catch up to that. Now that is remarkable.
No, it is.
I mean, that's what kind of feels like possible.
It does.
I mean, I somehow feel that this earth is creating something new. We're all doing it new. It's all really this ability of this diverse number and type and uniqueness of souls to come together, this at the far reaches of where we are now, and then combine and unify to create an ascension process where everything raises its vibration. That's amazing.
Indeed it is, and I think the other thing that is amazing, Don, is if you love children and you love babies, you see how a young child and or a baby just looks at life with such joy, with such excitement, with such they're so inquisitive, and they just accept everything with laughter and this beautiful aspect about themselves. And this is how I see human beings now. To go back to that state, to me, is such a beautiful way of looking at life, accepting it. To me, this is what living in the now is. And
I agree.
Joy around that.
These kids are incredible. You know, I have four young ones, nine, seven, almost five, and almost two. But these kids, you know, I promise you, they've only one child's really been to the doctor for a stitch. They don't get sick. They have hearts that I've never seen before. I mean, I've been around kids. My wife used to teach kids for 16 years. And a lot of family members have kids, but this new generation is extremely loving. I mean, their love is overwhelming if you look at it and understand it for what it is. I mean, it really will transform you. And they really don't. I mean, I experience it in four kids. So if somebody tells me I'm full of it, go for it, because I can prove it. These kids don't get sick. You know, they don't get your colds and your flus and your stomach pains and your headaches no, they may. Maybe I just live in a healthy environment and a healthy area. Could be. I've lived in Texas most of my life, in Houston. I'll tell you, that ain't all that healthy. But they just seem to be extraordinary. And I'm proud to have the family I do, because they have a loving mother, and you know, they have a good home, and they're just great children. I feel like I learn more from them than they learn from me, and probably will be for an extreme amount of time, because I just haven't learned really much along my travels that does me anything. It doesn't give me any value except for what I learned from the heart. That's the only thing that has given me value in my life. It's what I've learned with my heart, not my mind.
Yes, I agree with that. I agree with that. And Carolyn started off the hour talking about she knew that I was having all this interaction with my grandchildren, and mine are 9, 6, and 3. And
oh, wow, we ought to get our kids together.
Yes, we should. I mean, to tell you, they are just such beautiful children, and they're so sweet and so loving, and yet they are full out. Whew! I mean, you know, 6:30 this morning, I was like, boing, waking. You know, all three of mine had a sleepover last night, and that's the first time that's ever happened with all three of them.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, holy cow, this is amazing.
Energy, boy.
Oh, yeah.
But see, this is how I see the new human race moving towards this innocence and love.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we're evolving to, as I see it.
I agree.
And curiosity about pretty much everything. It's really interesting how they each have their own personalities, and yet they have this amazing curiosity about things that I don't remember having as a child.
Well, I loved it. I called Caroline earlier today, and she was telling me about what the little one was doing. Right now, can you just picture this? He's sitting in front of a mirror trying on necklaces. I mean, I could just see this. It was so descriptive. You know, it's little kids doing this. I loved it.
Well, she was awake at 2:00 last night. And she was sleeping in my room in the trundle bed, and she sat straight up in bed, and she said, "It's the time for breakfast." I was like, "No, honey, it's O-Dark 30. It's
O-Dark 30. I love it.
Lie back down. I'll get you covered up. We're going back to sleep for a couple hours.
O-Dark 30. I've got to remember that one.
so, you know, I was just like, wow, what an amazing thing. My husband came in about 8 o'clock and looked at me in the kitchen making pancakes and said, is there something you need? I said, yeah, can you straight line some coffee and caffeine into me? I'm not up to the same energy level that they are yet.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's so much fun and so much joy. It's just amazing. And that's part of why I spent the day today, just in joy from being with them and the joy that they bring to me and the fun we have together and the questions that sometimes just blow my mind.
See, to me, this is the Christmas story.
It is.
Truly. You know, we look at the Christ in the manger, and today, yes, we have that tradition, but it is also these children. Are they not messengers also?
Oh, and wonderful role models.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think what happened...
We have one caller real quick.
Because we only have like 3 minutes.
Yeah, well, you have 3 minutes.
Okay, who's the caller?
I'll put them on. Here they go.
Okay, thanks, Don.
Thank you. It was a pleasure being a part of this. I'll let you all wrap up with the guest and everything. And, Carolyn, God bless you both.
God bless you.
You too, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes, Carolyn?
Yes, your name, please.
Yes, this is Marie Robbins again.
Hi, Marie.
Okay, since you did the healing work was done from everybody, I called up the Sue, and she was in a very bad place. I explained to her what was happening, the healing that she received, and she just kept saying at first, I don't care anymore, I don't care. And as I kept speaking with her for the past 20 minutes, she is now in such a state of grace. And
how beautiful.
Thank you. Her voice was different. She cares more right at the moment, and the love, and she says, please, please thank them so much.
Thank you.
Yes.
That's
so when the radio man told me I only had 30 seconds, I said, I'll just take 30 seconds, but they need to hear this.
Oh, yes. It's wonderful to get
what
feedback.
What a gorgeous way to end the Christmas show.
Yes. I got the chills all through me.
Oh, so, good. Me too.
She has spoke to you guys many times, and you've done many healings with her, so she knows exactly what was happening.
Thank you, Marie.
Thank you
so much. My hugs for you and my hugs for everyone that's on the call that gave that healing.
Thank you, dear.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye. Well, folks,
blessing.
We have to close out. And what a demonstration of your love. And we thank you all. We'll be back on board in 2 weeks. And thank you for being with us, for cooperating in this incredible demonstration. Thank you, Caroline.
Thank you, Carolyn. I enjoyed it, and God bless everyone.
Yes, every one of you.
And thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.